For the 20th consecutive year, the Dayton Playhouse will present Future Fest, a three-day run of six previously unproduced stage plays.
Most places, I think most theater companies across the country would have said, forget it.
Wade Hamilton, executive director of Dayton Playhouse, says that when Future Fest began, its founder, John Riley, was taking a chance.
It's a huge risk. Producing plays that have never been produced. A lot of times there's a reason that they haven't yet been produced.
Hamilton says that risk has paid off. In the last two decades, getting word out about the arts festival has gotten much easier. In fact, it almost promotes itself. But not so easy is the year-long process of determining which works will make it to the stage. This year, almost 400 plays were submitted for Future Fest. Scripts came from all over the U.S., some making it here from outside the country. Those scripts are read by a committee of about 30. They're read at least three times over. That process takes place from August to the following March, when the committee selects 12 plays to advance to the next round. Those 12 are then turned over to a brand new committee, which selects the top six plays. Future Fest is born.
Right now we're in Tech Week, which is it's like putting together a puzzle. Producing six shows in one weekend, all different. Different plays, different playwrights, different casts, different directors, different scenery, different props, different lights. It's six completely separate events that we put on here in a very short amount of time.
Once the plays are determined, actors are auditioned and assigned to a play.
Kind of a round robin. Each director gets a lot of time. They read people, and then they go on to the next, and then they duke it out for their casts.
That's actor Rachel Wilson. She appears in one of the plays that will hit the stage this weekend, Short Story Long by Joel Fishbane. It's about two women. One is a widow, and one is the other woman. They're brought together by the death of the man they had in common. Wilson plays the widow.
It's been a great experience. It's a two-person show, so we have a lot of time together.
I haven't been able to sleep. May I come in?
Perhaps as an act of kindness, she did not dress as the proverbial other woman. I like it. I think it's been a good experience. It's an interesting show.
Annie Pesh agrees. She plays the other woman.
We both have a lot of monologues, so that's very exciting. But also, there's a lot of dynamics in the scenes that we have together. Sometimes it gets a little heated, so that's a little exciting, too.
I don't remember him. You slut, you troll.
Are you done?
No, you are. Get out.
I can explain.
You said you had not seen
him. I hadn't.
This was 3 months ago.
Is there any feeling of kismet with the play that you've ended up with?
I really like this one ever since I read it. I've done the monologue for auditions, so it's kind of unique in that way. And yeah, I guess I could have. I kind of feel that way, yeah.
Slay your husband.
What?
You heard me.
Julianne, what did you do?
I told you.
Future Fest begins at the Dayton Playhouse tonight and runs through Sunday. You can get the schedule on their website. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.